We are learning Maseches Bamitzias, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting 9 lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanon. And what the end of the line starts with the word Kavasei. The end of that line, Tanu Rabbanon. Zok the Brayis Tanu Rabbanon. Rachosim Esav Paro V'Doshba Loike Loike. First of all, if someone takes a shor and he plows with it and he muzzles the shor, the paro, the cow, he muzzles the paro and doesn't let the paro eat, the cow eat, he gets malchus because of the law Loisach Sim Shor B'Dishoy. And umeshalim dal kavim leparo v'gimel kavim lechamar. And the second thing is that if he rented or borrowed this para, he owes the bailim a payment also. 4 kavim for a para, that's the normal amount that a para eats in a day, and 3 kavim lechamar, that's the normal amount that chamar eats, a donkey eats in one day. So he gets malchus and he pays. Great thing, Gemara. What's behind this price of in a loika umeis in loika meshalim? We know a klal. It says in the pasuk kedei rishasai. You only give him 1 oinish, not 2 oinshim. So here, how is there loika umeshalim? Just like there's no loika umeis, there's no malchus and misa, there's no malchus and payment. So here, heck, he said it's chiv malchus and a payment. L'chayra, it's the shteir shoytz. On my abaya, the more answers, on my abaya, on mani rameihi. We're going to have 3 tutsim. First answer is on mani rameihi, don't my loika umeshalim. We're going to go to Ramea holds that you could get this malchus in the Gemara in Malchus, and he holds that loika umeshalim, that you find by Edom Zomim, that someone was made on his friend, that his friend's chayiv 200 zuz. The luck is you pay 200 zuz and you get malchus on being Zomim. So Ramea holds loika umeshalim. So that's one teretz. So this price is going to go to Ramea. Rava Amar, a different teretz. Esnan Osra Taira Filabal Imai. What's Rava talking about? There's a lock in the Taira called Esnan Zoyna. That if someone gives a payment to a zayna, and the payment is of an animal, a behemoth. That behemoth is possible for a carbon. It's called the Estan zayna, something that's switched for a zayna, that's possible for a carbon. Now, that's a knas, that's an einish, that you can't use this Estan because it was an Estan, you can't use it for a carbon anymore. What happens if someone is Baal Imoy, we're there, anyway the guy is Chayiv Misa, and so he's not really Mechuyiv to pay the payment, because he's Mechuyiv Misa anyway. And there he gave an Estan anyway. Is that Estan possible for a carbon? So Robert's Darshan's the possible smash for any Estan, including that Estan, also possible for a carbon. He's Chayiv Misa, so the thing is not really a payment. If it's not really a payment, it has become an Estan. Zogt Rava, Vais Dois, that even when there's a tour of paying, it's not Pshat Yapata. Just Bezdin can't Mechayiv you 2 things. But Lotz is De Shemayim, Avadi Yuah Chayiv. That means every time it's 2 rishoy, it's k'day rish, it's 2 oinchim, and you're not chayiv both. Not pshat, you're not chayiv both. Vadi chayiv both oinchim. Bezdin can't enforce both oinchim. So he just gives you 1 of the oinchim. Just the malchus, not the payment. But the payment really is mechuyiv. So here we're saying like this. Loike get malchus. Umeshalim dalat kabin, if you want to be lotzei sedei shemayim, you want to be chayiv, you want to be take care of your chiv bidei shemayim. Because you see from Estan that it becomes Estan that really the payment is a chiv mechiv min hashemayim. A person can't enforce it. So that's Rav's teretz. That's teretz number 2. Or Papa on my 3rd teretz. That when you chayiv mezayin, this is shas v'shich chayiv mezayin. Once you moishich the behema from the owner, you rented it or you borrowed it, you made mishicha, you chayiv for the mezaynus. And then you chayiv ready for 4 kabin. You don't get malchus until b'shas the chasima. And the lock is, if they come at 2 different times, there's no problem of 2 rishayis. If the one chayiv comes different time than the other chayiv, then it's possible to chayiv both of them. So 3 trutzim, how you chayiv 2 things. That's that. What? Because that's the halacha. When you borrow a behemoth, you have to feed it. That's the halacha. When you feed it. Right, nothing to do with the Lord's. It has to do with what you owe, you have to feed it. Yeah. And here you stopped it from eating, so therefore you chai for the mezainis, and that's the chiv what happens before the Lord's. And that's what the chiv mezainis shtal avek, that the way you have to feed it mezainis, by not smuzzling it. But the chiv mezainis starts right away. And therefore it will be chai to have 2 chivim. Omra Papa, Hanemili, the following things, the following 2 things, in the house of Rapapa Ba'aba, the Beis Medrash of Rapapa Ba'aba, they asked me this Shiloh, I paskin on both Shilohs that it's Aser, but I'm telling you that the truth is, one is Chodah Kilkasa, one is Mikar Adin is Aser, the Chodah Lav Kilkasa, the other one is not Mikar Adin, I'm just a Chumrah. And the Gemara will explain, the first Shiloh they asked me is, Mao, it's a geya for the Yom Tov Shavuos that's coming up within 2 weeks. Mau lolush esa isa bechalab. Are you allowed to knead dough with milk? Upashti luhulu asura. And I passed them this asur, and that's ladina kelchasa. That's kedina. The title of the braisa. Ain losh esa isa bechalab. You're not allowed to knead dough with milk. V'im losh, and if you do that, kol pas kula asura. The whole pas also to eat, even by itself. It's not only, it's possible to us to eat with fleishiks, but you can't eat it by itself. And the reason is because there's a chash that you might come to eat basa with it. So therefore, you're not allowed to make milchika bread. Is it isser? You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat that milchika bread. And you find the same thing by fleishika bread. And this is all kahilkasa. And the tanya, kiyotzba, we had learned kiyotzba, ain't tashim as a tana balya. You can't shmir, you want to spray the oven with oil. So instead of using oil, you use fat from a tail, fleishika fat. And then you can make the bread in that tanner. Vim tosh, kol pas kula asura. The whole pas is asa. Ach yusek as a tanner. Ach yad until you heat up the tanner and burn it out and kasher it, then it's asa. So both these things were kehilka. So this is one halacha. They not allowed to make either milchika bread or fleishika bread. That you know, I'll do. That's asa. That's medina. Veidach. The other halacha is. So I'm not going to get into the halachas of making fleishika bread or milchika bread, but there is a halacha that if you make a hecker, a clear hecker in the tzuras of the bread, then it's fine, then you can make milchiks. So for example, if you always make chalas, you braid the chalas, and this one, you make like a pretzel, so then it will be a heter that the pretzel, you'll know, you chap, that it's milchiks. Or you put a little milk on top of it, a little cheese, you smear with cheese on top of it, obvious cheese, different heterium that you could do, but if it's the gave for someone, they should ask a shayla to someone who knows these halachas. Ve'idach, the next shayla was Bo'amudai. They asked him, "Ma'u la'achnas min v'she'ena mina l'dir." The halacha is an iser kelayim. You're not allowed to mate different animals together, two different species of animal together. You're not allowed to mate them together and have a child because that's iser kelayim. So what about putting a mim she'ena mina l'dir and lock the door? You didn't do anything. You didn't do any maisa. You just put them in one room.
Deer
is a pen. Like a pig pen? A pen. Or you can look at the article, give me the what they teach it. How do they teach it? Deer.
Animal pen.
Animal pen. Upashla l'asura. And he paskin, that's also to put the two minim, mim and shenimina, into the deer. Upashla l'asura. And he paskin that it's also. But it's lav kehilkasa. That's not kehilkasa. The omash mum. Because Shmuel says when it comes to being made, saying edus on a znus of people, to be chayv the misa, it says, "Uve menafim ach yiru kederach menafim." That when it comes to menafim, say edus and that, you don't have to actually see the actual misa of znus. If you see them in the same bed, the kederach menafim, that already is enough to say edus. Uve kalayim ach, but kalayim ach yachnes kimechov shaferes. But kalayim inach chayv until, like Rashi says, ach yachnes biyodoy aver hazocher b'nekeva. That's the only way you chayim by kalayim. So Shmuel says clearly, kalayim, to be chayim by animals, only chayim kimechom shafaris. If you mamish do it, the maisa mamish with your hands. So putting them in the same animal pen is not a iser medina. It's only a chumra because you don't want anyone getting close to the iser of kalayim. So that was Rav Papa's psak. Masav of Achtibirami. Rav Achtibirami had a kash on Rav Papa. It says in the Brayos like this. Ilu Nemav, the pasuk just said, "Behem techo loy sarbia." It didn't say kalayim. The end of the pasuk says, "Behem techo loy sarbia kalayim." Let's even say the word kalayim. Just say behem techo loy sarbia. You would think lo yechoyz odom habehem avashah sherlo azocha. You would think it's an iser to help them mate, even the same men. You would say you can't hold down the nekeva avashah sherlo azocha. Tamalem, the Brayos says that the pasuk is kalayim, that the iser only is Kalayim, not Sabia. Lav Machlal, the Kalayim, Achizan Amiloy. It's Mashma Medina, there's the Isser of Kalayim, even by Achiz alone. So it's a Kashan Shmuel. It's a first Rebraisa that Mim Bein Amino, by Kalayim, even Achiza holding him down is Osir. And you don't actually need Kimachal B'Shafaris. You don't actually have to take the Avizach and put it into the Keva. Lav Machlal, the Kalayim, Achizan Amiloy. And for the Gemara, no. My Achiza, Hachnosa.
What?
So the Gemara is like this. Without the word kalayim, you would think I can't hold down the nekeva, right? But the Maaseh Kalayim says I could hold it by a mim b'mina. Maybe I can't hold it down. So what's the halacha by klai? Can I hold down a klai can I hold it down?
No.
Oh, kash on Shmuel. Shmuel said that you're allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do kumah shvaras. Shmuel, not Rav Papa we're talking about now. We're talking about Medina now. Yeah, there's technically three stages. Putting it in the animal pen, that is definitely a chumrah. Achiza, which also is a chumrah. Then it's kumachom v'shaferes. Here it says that achiza is awesome. And for the Gemara, my achiza, hachnasa. Achiza means hachnasa. But my car la achiza, why do we use lashon achiza holding down? Lishtamaya. It's a much nicer lashon. That's why I use lashon of achiza, not lashon of hachnasa. Omar Rav Yehuda, continue with the same idea, same sugya, but a little different here. Omar Rav Yehuda, mim b'minoi mutter lahachnis kimechov v'shafaris. The halacha is that if it's mim b'minoi, if it's not kalayim, it's just mim b'minoi, you're allowed to help it mate by putting lahachnis kimechov v'shafaris, putting the eva zach into the keva. That's mutter to do. V'afilu m'shum pritzusa leka, my timer, why can it be a iser of v'afilu m'shum pritzusa leka? It's not a problem of pritusa, which Rashi explains that usually there's an isser of hir. It says in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, lo yistakel b'chamaru v'chamayra, or b'chazir v'chazira, that means a donkey and a female donkey, and a chazir and a chazira, b'shashay mizdavgim, mizdakuzam zeh. So it says you're not allowed to watch it. So there's a pritza. So here, you're working with behemoths, and you're putting mim minoy, mamish evizach into the keva. So maybe it's a problem of pritusa. Fill it with pritusa leka. My time, you're busy with your job. This is your business. If it's your business, then you're not gonna come to her, and therefore that's a heta. This heta of avodah zarah is used a lot of times in halacha, but has to attack a bee. Avodah zarah. Oh, so zok the gemara right there. Akasha over here like this. Most of Rava after vivarami. I'm asking you Akasha. It says the brayso on top of now on bays. Ilu nemu hemtchalay sabia. If the pasuk just said hemtchalay sabia, we're not seeing the word kalayim. Ha'isi oimer lo yechos odom esabehima kadesh yalo leozacha. You would say that I can't hold down a behema b'shas when they're mating. I can't hold an animal down. Tamaloy me kalayim. That kalayim would also kalayim is also hamim amina shari. But the mar makes a diak. Hamim amina nami achiza in achnasa loy. So mashma even hamim amina is only mutter achiza, not achnasa. So it's a kasha on. Rav Yehuda just said that he said that it's mutter to do because of it at the Torah. Here it's mashma, you cannot do it. It's an ism in the Torah, maybe do it. Only because it sounds like the only heter is achiza and achnasa. So tomorrow, no, my loy, my achiza achnasa. And takma mim min it's mutter. My kar le achiza, lishtim alya. She's using lishtim alya. Om Rav Ashi. This Rav Ashi now is a geboiter of Papa's chumra. Papa said a chumra that he can't even go into an animal pen. He can't even put a mim min in an animal pen. Even without doing it by hand. So Omar Rav Ashi, Hom Milsa Boyi Minei the Beir Rav Nechemya. This Shaila, the Beir Rav Nechemya asked me, the Boyi Minei the Beir Rav Nechemya Reish Glusa, Ma'u Lahachnes, could I put into one animal pen, Min, Uminoi, V'Sheinim Minoi? Three animals. A Min, a Minoi, and a Minoi. So here, Ladir, Kivin Deka Mino, Basa Mino, we don't have to worry about anything, go Basa Mino. Even so, you should not do this. And paskin leisura not like the hilchasa, but because of a chumrah, shem pritzusa daavdi, because that's pritzusa. So it comes out halacha lemaisa, you cannot put a min amina into a pen, even with other minim, even with the same min. You're not allowed to put in, but it's not a halacha. It's a chumrah, but it's a chumrah paskin lahalacha that shem pritzusa. You can't do such a thing.